The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good evening and welcome to High School Basketball 2023-24 here on Care Radio. It's this evening. The debut game of the season finds us in Rossville, Kansas, where it is the Bulldogs playing host to the Atchison Phoenix. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer-engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Izzy with me here upstairs. Tom Couch said these two teams, talking to both coaches before the game, they're both saying, we think we're ready to go, but you just don't know. But they're going to find out soon. About ready to throw this ball in the air. That said, a quick look at the starters. For Rossville and head coach Michael Bell, it'll be Kinsey Perrine, a 5'9 senior. 5'11 senior Emma Mitchell. 5'10 senior Kinley Porter. 5'11 senior Katie Spillman. And a sophomore, Riley Dick. She's 5'6". For Atchison and head coach Nick Revant, it'll be Presley Simpson and Kyra Howard, the two seniors, a couple of juniors with Majai Stoves and Carly Kramer, and a freshman, Ashlyn Hausch. That's it. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball up. Tips away. Phoenix have it. We're underway. Pass goes into the middle. It's going to be batted away and stolen away by Rossville. And as quickly as that, the Dogs into the forecourt. Running shot is up. No good. An offensive board over to the left side. And dribbling it back out on top. It's going to be Emma Mitchell. Emma with the basketball and goes to Perrine. You remember some of these names. We were out here last year, and those four starting seniors, I think, were last year four starting juniors. Here's a shot from underneath and a foul reaching in to try to deflect the shot. First foul of the ball game coming at 7:22 to go in the opening quarter. It's going to be against the Phoenix. The whistle on Presley Simpson. And coming to the free throw line for Rossville, Emma Mitchell. Emma taking her time, puts a shot up. It'll hit the back of the rim and kick away. It's no good. These two teams, again, beginning the season, both of them coming in at 0-0 this year. One more long look. The second free throw fails also, and so not a particularly strong start for either of these teams, each with a possession, neither with a point. And the pass comes out on top. Simpson, a little head fake, tries to lose the defender. She'll go over to the left side. And we'll get a travel by Atchison on the wing. Simpson dumps it over on the edge to Hausch, and the sophomore didn't get the ball on the floor quickly enough. It'll come back to the Dogs of Rossville. You hear that hum in there, that buzz in the ears? Let me see if I can fix that. I don't know. I wouldn't bet on it. There's a shot. Goes up underneath and not going to go in. That's better, isn't it?
Yeah, much better.
Here's the shot by Atchison. No good. So four possessions in the ball game, no points in the game. Outlet down the floor, badly timed pass across the lane. It's going to be lost out of play down to the baseline. And if there was any question about this being the first game for these teams, you just have to watch this first minute of the game. That's exactly what Coach Bell for Rossville's thinking. He's going to take a timeout already, try to calm his team down. We're taking a break, Joseph. We're down to about 6.5 minutes ago, opening quarter. No score in Rossville.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We'll
Back with you here in Rossville, Kansas. Dolph coming out of the timeout. We'll feed to the free throw line with a turnaround shot. It's going to be off the rim. No good. Offensive board pulled down and the shot deflected by Ashiston. Presley sends it with basketball. She'll bring it up in front of the scorer's table on the right-hand side. Big collision. Lots of contact. Then stumbling backward. A foul on Katie Spillman of Rossville. Well, the timeout hasn't helped yet. Both teams come out, and they are still just looking like a first game. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of indecision, a couple of bad decisions, and we're still scoreless 2 minutes into the game. Ashton with the basketball, comes around to the right side. They'll lob underneath Simpson, all alone for the layup, and there it is. First point of the season, Presley Simpson. AHS is going to lead 2-0. And now the upcourt pass by Rossville is going to be lost out of bounds. Ashton will be putting a play from deep in the backcourt. And looks like Rossville's going to press on this inbound play. Here it goes into the forecourt. Down the left side, it's going to be Stove. She will drive and shoot. Missed the shot. Followed up. Missed. Rebound, Rossville. Dogs up the floor. Down the right side, Perrine. Kenzie Perrine with the ball. Kicks it into the corner. This is the third shot of the game, and this is the third miss of the game for Mitchell. They're having a hard time getting anything to fall right now as Rossville. And the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0. Phoenix in front in the ladies' game. Perrine puts the ball in play. Over to the right side. They'll feed Mitchell. She twists and turns, feeds it on top. The long two misses, and a rebound on the floor. Now players dive for it. Dogs are going to pick it back up. Thinking about the long three. Mitchell pulls it back. Here's a three right side. In and out. No. Rebound slapped out on top, and Rossville's got to control it back down. For these teams, the more they have the ball a little bit, get a little more game time, this thing will settle down. Get those first minutes of the season jitters out of the way. Here's another three. Short. And right now, Rossville can absolutely buy no points. It is 2-0. Phoenix in front. 3 minutes in. Up the floor and over to the right side with it. Presley Simpson brings it up top side. Majai Stoves. Stoves pass stolen. Here comes Kenzie Perrine. Perrine goes in, gets whacked. No foul called. And if you look over there, Majai's got a huge grin on her face. She knows she got away with one right there. The ball is going to be out of bounds, so off Anches, and it'll come into Rossville at their baseline. Substitutions into the game for Rossville. First, we're going to see Nora Burdick, a 5'10" freshman. Here's Mitchell. Another shot. She'll hit a three. There you go. The bucket by Emma Mitchell. Her first point, and it is 3-2. And now the inbound is stolen. The quick layup is going to be up and good by Riley Dink. It is 5-2. And we're going to get a timeout at Atchison. So the Phoenix are going to take a break, and we will take it, Joseph, as well. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. A little soaring, a scoring explosion. Rossville 5, Atchison 2.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Hey, good to have you back with us here in Rossville. Dogs are the first team coming out of the floor, and you're going to have Shanae Hahn in the game for Rossville, a 5'3" junior. Hatches up into the ball and play against the full court pressure. It'll come into Carly Kay, whose outlet pass into the forecourt is going to be lost at the timeline off the fingertips of Ashlyn Hausch and another. Phoenix turnover back. It'll come to Rossville. They'll put it in play in front of their bench. Midpoint of the opening quarter. Rossville with a basketball leading at 5-2. It's a low scoring one here in the early going. They accelerated drive down to the baseline. The shot is up, deflected, and an Atchison foul. Probably on Taira, it will be. Howard's first. Atchison's third team foul tonight. Coming to the free throw line for Rossville, 5'6" sophomore Riley Dick. Free throw is on its way and in. So Riley will have her third point of the game. Atchison. Did I see number 11 for Atchison over there, right? Okay. Sitting on the bench wearing the jersey right next to Coach.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm just looking for a number 11 in my program, and I don't see one. So the programs are inaccurate or the information shared is wrong. So inbound it comes, and I'm going to slap the weight, knocked out of bounds, and we're going to get another foul. This one is going to be on Rossville, and the foul is on Emma Mitchell. It'll be her first. Three team fouls Atchison, two team fouls Rossville. Remember the new no one and one rule begins tonight. You fans of women's college basketball have seen this for some years, and so you're very familiar with it. Those of you who have not will probably take a minute to get this all kind of settled in, but it's going to be fine. You're going to like it. Ball comes into the forecourt, and now Atchison. Well, they had it in the forecourt. Then they threw it into the backcourt, and there's a rule against that. They'll call that over and back, and they're going to turn back and give it away to Rossville. Into the lineup for Coach Reban is going to come a sophomore. Taya Downing is going to come into the game. So Kaya is in. She's going to go to the five spot. Very tall. The shot from the outside is up and missing, and a rebound in the middle for AHS by Carly Kramer. Kramer sweeps down the board, gets it away to Presley Simpson. Presley walks into the forecourt, dribbling with the right hand, dribbles hard with the right hand, accelerates to the right side, now changes direction, back to the lane, falls away, throws up a prayer. It's far too strong, and a rebound is going to be fought for. It's tied up, and we will have a jump ball called off the left block. Substitutions in the game will be the return of Rossville starters, Kinley Porter and Katie Spielman. And checking into the lineup for Atchison, it'll be the debut of Delaney Wilder. So Delaney comes in. Rossville with a basketball, leading at 7-2. On the floor one time, pass out on top. It's going to be batted, but saved by Rossville, and they'll get the offense set. Working it between the circles. 3:20 to go. Running along here in the opening quarter. Cross-court pass, partially deflected. Atchison's going to come up with it. Here comes Simpson. Presley will drive left, goes in, goes up. Nice underhand shot. Good. Presley Simpson with all of Atchison's points and a running bucket on the other end of the floor. It's quickly up. That one will belong to Kinley Porter. Now, the steal of the Atchison inbound, and they're going to call Porter for the double dribble. So Atchison turning it over on the inbound play. And Kinley, I think he was just a little bit shocked about having gotten the ball and mishandled it for just a moment. Tongs are going to turn it over. And here comes the mystery 11 into the game for Atchison High School. We'll see at halftime if we can see if anybody knows her. The ball will come over to the left side and into the forecourt. Simpson will time down the free throw line, travels, no whistle, off the inside of the right block, and a leaping play by Nora Burdick. But the freshman comes down and makes contact. It will be a Rossville foul. Burdick's first, and team fouls are now even at three each. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 9-4, Rossville in front. And now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds again. Atchison will put it in play. From right in front of the Rossville bench, looking in. It's going to come to the right side. Trying to back in. There's just no room in there for Presley. Now the feed to the center is batted away. Looking to get to Downing in the middle. And instead, it'll come to the other end of the court. The driving layup is up and way too hard, and the rebound going to be saved on top and then lost into the backcourt. That was just some wild and ugly basketball. Did they say he got touched? They did.
They said she touched it.
So that's a break for Rossville. Here's a feed right. Baseline three. Short. It's just a little wild and hectic and disorganized, disjointed a little bit out on the floor right now. These two teams find their game legs. Here's a three from the right side that was an air ball, but it doesn't matter because before the air ball, it was a travel. So it's going to go back to Rossville with 2 minutes left in the first. 9-4, Lady Dogs in front. And here comes Riley Dickett of the forecourt. 60-foot jump shot, partially deflected. Good job by Kaya Downing getting a handle on that ball. And then on the upcourt play, it is stolen, and then Atchison reaches in, picking up a foul. I think it's going to be Stoves. Let's see, our senior official comes over, and it is going to be Stoves picking up her second foul of the game. Roscoe back on offense, down with 1:40 to go in the opening quarter. Round to the right side. Atchison has shifted to the old 2-3 zone. The feed goes in the middle. Shot up and missing. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. And they got a 3-second violation in the lane. So it's going to go back to Atchison. Full court pressure applied by Rossville. Atchison with the basketball in the hands of Delaney Wilder. Back. Of course, they double team and trap her up top side. The feed with the right to Downing, back and in, drops a shoulder, running shot up, that drop a shoulder with an offensive foul. So as she was backing in, okay, Kaya Downing just kind of dipped that shoulder and kind of leaned in. And I thought they were going to let it go for a little while because she got that shot away, and then there was a whistle and the offensive foul call. That is team foul five. And already we have to make a disclaimer. Everybody's out there saying, well, you sent after five fouls or it's a free throw. Well, not when it's a player control foul. That doesn't count as a shooting violation. So we're going to go back the other way with Rossville in control of the basketball with 1:10 to go in the opening quarter. The feed underneath. The little hook shot is up. No good. Offensive board followed up. No good. Offensive board followed up. No good. Rebound is going to come down to Downing, and we'll have a Rossville foul. Here's the thing. You can't miss those point blank shots. Both teams have missed a lot of them tonight. I mean, a lot of them. This foul is going to be on Rossville's Kinley Porter. Okay, and now the inbound pass is stolen by Rossville inside the last minute of the first. Baseline, rainbow three. You know that was going to go in. Just see the nice high arcing shot. Riley Dick has half a dozen points now, and it is 12-4, Rossville. Full court pressure applied by the Dogs. Atchison will get into the forecourt. Down the right side to Stoves. She'll go all the way to the baseline, have it stripped away, knocked out of bounds. And with Rossville, a lot of teams, I will alternate using last names and first names, but for Rossville, their starters include Kinsey, Kinley, Katie. And so it's a little bit tough. Shot by Atchison's no good. Here comes Rossville. Half a minute to go in the first. The gliding shot by Mitchell at the baseline right. Gets fouled, coming to the line for two. And let's see again against whom that foul is going to be called. It'll be on Delaney Wilder. Her first foul. And the free throw's up and in. One more shot for Emma Mitchell. Emma was up there to start the game. Missed a couple of free throws before anybody had a point on the board. Atchison, let's see, you've got the Mystery 11 and you've got Delaney out there. Presley Simpson back in the game. Second free throw here is going to be up and good for Emma Mitchell. She's got five. It's 14-4. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor, and it's going to be batted away. Over and back.
Crossed the line when she tried to throw in.
Oh, stepped across the baseline on an inbound infraction. I see. Okay. She tried to get that long Brett Favre to the other end of the court, kind of a gunslinger throw. And getting a little inertia there, she stepped across the baseline. So it'll come into Rossville. Inbound, three, and good. Right off the inbound shot, Emma Mitchell puts up the three. It is now 17-4 Rossville. And Rossville continues to press on the inbound. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Back, it'll come to Atchison. Knocked away from Taira Hayward. 19 seconds left. And here we go. Inbound comes in, and Atchison into the floor. Of course, they're going to lose it for a minute, and it'll be stolen away by Rossville. Kenzie Perrine up at the bottom with 12 seconds left in the first. Driving shot on the right side is up and missing. Offensive rebound is going to be hauled down. Now three bodies on the floor as they scrum for the loose basketball. Jump ball called, possession to Atchison. 5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Nobody got any points on the board right away, but they've started falling a little bit now for these teams. Atchison having trouble getting it in against the press. The lob over to the left side for Simpson, who just gives up on chasing the ball because she couldn't catch it. 1 second to play, and Rossville is going to have it in right in front of Coach Rebance. They're going to have to shoot quickly, and they do, and it's good at the buzzer. Uncontested, undefended. Riley Dick was already hit. And three, a two, and a free throw. And they give her a wide open shot. She knocks it down, and the first quarter is in the book. We got a timeout on the floor in Rossville, Kansas after one. It is Rossville 20, Atchison 4.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you along with us here on KIR Radio this evening, KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, where the 2023-24 high school basketball season is underway. And we've got our first quarter in the book for Atchison. All four of their points belong to Presley Simpson. For Rossville, Riley Dick with 11, Emma Mitchell with 8, and the other two belong to Kinley Porter. Okay, which one of those is actually 11? Okay, this one is 11. Okay. The ball with alternate possession is going to belong to Rossville. They're going to bring it in and dump it over to the left side. Riley Dick will feed it down to the baseline left. Now cross court, right side, baseline three is on its way. In and out, won't go. Offensive board underneath. The putback is going to be up and home. The follow shot is up and in by Kinley Porter, and she's got four, and we're going to get another Atchison timeout. 16 seconds into the second quarter. We're taking a break, Joseph. The score remains Rossville 22, Atchison 4.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Atchison coming out of the timeout, putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. We're 7:40 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Don't forget, guys' game. Coming up after this one, the ball over on the right side, double team, batted away, and as it is stolen by Rossville, Emma Mitchell is going to step on the left sideline, get out of bounds. Back it will come to the Phoenix. Now, I'm seeing something happening here that I'm a little confused about, and I'll talk with the officials a little bit later because I'm seeing the ball coming in on the sideline in different places, and it's not supposed to anymore. It's supposed to come into the 28-foot mark. And I know these – oh, that was an offensive foul. Oh, they're going to call it a travel. All right, a drop of the shoulder and a crash into the middle that blows up a defender. But the official standing there looking at it goes, you know what, we're going with the travel on this. It comes back up to Rossville. 7-11 to go in the half. Cross-court pass, nearly stolen. Now the feed underneath, a little too far, but leaning back, the shot is going to go up and off the window, but good for Katie Spielman, her first point. And it is now 24-4, Rossville. We are a minute into the second quarter. Now the officials are stopping play talking to Coach Revance, and apparently it's going to go now to Rossville. So I don't know what the infraction was. Did you catch what happened on that inbound right
not
there?
Not sure. He just kind of pointed the other way.
Underneath it comes. The shot is going to be blocked by Kramer. It's going to go out of bounds. Back, it'll come again to Rossville at their offensive end. 6:55 to play in the half. Into the baseline left, the uncontested three, rolls out, no good. Offensive board, followed up and in. The bucket by Emma Mitchell, and she's got 10. Two players for Rossville already in double-figure scoring, as it is 26-4. Inbound pass knocked away by Mitchell, and it's going to be, is it going to be Atchison ball? Okay. Again, my moment of confusion with the officiating crew is that even though many courts no longer paint the 28-foot mark on the floor, the inbound, oh, that was a nice clear-out move in there. There is the offensive foul call. Okay. Presley Simpson coming up the floor to basketball, dribbling with her right hand. The defender was in front of her, backpedaling. Presley took the free hand. It just kind of pushed her off, kind of like a stiff arm by a running back coming down the field. And so that will be her second foul of the game. Skip pass over to the left side. The feed to the left block. The dish across, and we're going to have an Atchison foul in the paint. This one might be on Kyra. No, it is not. It is going to be on Majai, and I've got her for three. So Stoves will pick up her third personal foul. 6:29 to go in the opening half. Rossville puts the ball in play, top side. They'll go three. It's well short. And the rebound is tipped around, picked up. Rossville just over. Oh, that was a beautiful pass, and the bucket on the back door is good by Kenzie Perrine. All the starters for Rossville are on the board now. It is 28-4. And on the inbound, Atchison steps across the baseline. Back is going to come again to Rossville. Talking about a lot of Atchison fans here tonight. Good to see them. Rossville always supports their team so well. Out here on 24. Here's a feed to the right side of the lane. The ball batted away from behind it. It's going to be picked up by Presley. Simpson with the shoulder high dribble crashes in again. Lots of contact. There's another offensive foul on Presley. So that will be her third foul of the game. Two players for Atchison with three fouls each. 5:56 to go in the second quarter. And Simpson will exit the floor, and coming back into the lineup for AHS is going to be Araya Boldridge. Araya is a junior for Coach Revance. And Rossville has the basketball at 5:50 to go. Turnaround 15-foot shot, rolls around. It is good. The bucket is in for Emma Mitchell. She's at a dozen now, and it's 30-4. 5:40 to go, opening quarter. Inbound pass is going to get away, and it's going to go out of bounds. Wait a minute. They're going to say 10 seconds on the inbound, or rather a violation on the inbound. It's going to come back to Rossville. Down at the baseline from beneath their goal. Out on top, there's a travel. That's a good call. So Rossville's going to turn it back over. 5.5 minutes to go in the opening half. It is 30-4. Lady Dogs in front. Little pressure by Rossville on the upcourt play. Atchison having some problems. The cross-court pass is going to be intercepted, and the layup is going to be up and good by Kinsey Perrine. Perrine has score. 32-4. And the inbound pass is stolen by Rossville. The feed into the lane. Oh, they tried to thread the needle. They were looking to get the pass underneath to Emma Mitchell. And a defender steps in. And now we got a foul on Rossville. Yeah, it's going to be on Emma. So Mitchell will be called for the personal foul. It'll be her second, team foul three in this quarter. And now the ball inbounds. Atchison looking to get across the timeline. They will, bringing it down the right side. It's going to be Hausch. Defeat into the lane to Kramer. And a travel in the lane by the Phoenix. 5:05 to go in the first half. 32-4, Rossville. Out of the ball game, Katie Spillman and Nora Burdick, the freshman. Back into the game for head coach Michael Bell. the feed to the right block on the floor one time. The shot is up too strong, but the offensive rebound, she didn't go straight back up with it. Instead, brings it off on top where the three-pointer launched and missing. Board underneath, followed and in. That was a nice put back underneath. That one is up and good. And look at it, see, is that three who hit that for Roscoe? Looks like it to me. And that is going to be Cheyenne Hahn. And now a foul in the backcourt. Roscoe is a tough defensive team. Foul is going to be on Riley Dick. It'll be her first. Back into the game for Atchison. We're going to get Delaney Wilder back on the floor. And I think, is that Holly out there? Yeah, with the long ponytail. Number zero, Holly Banks. 4:20 and rolling along in the opening half. And now the pass by Atchison to the baseline. Finds no Phoenix player. It rolls out of bounds. Back it comes to Roscoe. They'll bring it up the floor. Atchison will meet them defensively at midcourt. Approaching midpoint of the second quarter. Defeat to the free throw line. The 15-footer turned, shot, and scored. Emma Mitchell's got 14 now. 36. I missed one. 36-4. And now we're at 4 minutes to go in the half. AHS for the basketball. Now, Roscoe's decided, okay, we're not going to do that press thing anymore. They're just going to drop back, let Atchison get it into the forecourt and set up a defense. Did we have a hand in the back by 22? Is that what we're going to get called? That was a pretty soft one by Nora Burdick. The freshman is going to be called for her second foul of the game. So Atchison will bring it in, but the pass comes out on top to where no teammate is standing, and it'll go out of bounds on touchdown. That should be put in play back down here. Okay, here we go. They started to put it in where it went out of bounds, but having been touched by no one, the ball has to be put in play from the origination of the inbound. And so here comes Rossville. 3:50 to go in the opening half. 15-foot shot blocked. Offensive rebound underneath. Horsed up and scored. So it's more players coming into the game for Rossville. That's going to be Nora Burdick getting credit for those two. And now the ball's going to be stripped away, stolen. Roscoe up the floor, driving left, going in, left-handed runner. Won't fall, and an Atchison foul, and two free throws coming here. The whistle is on Kaya Downing. It is her second foul tonight. And coming to the line for Roscoe will be Kinsey Perine. Kinsey, 4 points in the game that have all come in the second quarter. Her first of two free throws will not go in. And here's the deal. As a coach, they always look for something to talk to their players about. You're not doing well enough. But Coach Bell can really complain to his players. They're not shooting their free throws very well at all. One more free throw coming up. And that one is going to be way short. Rebound saved by Rossville. The feed right. The layup, yes. They've gone back door to an uncontested cutter multiple times already. And that's six for Perine. It is now 40-4. And the ball's going to be slapped out of bounds by Roscoe. Atchison will have it into their offensive end with 3:19 to go in the first. Tomorrow, get up to the Nolan Gymnasium. There are a bunch of reasons why. Certainly, the premier reason is to watch some men and women's college basketball. Ladies' games at noon. And Atchison again steps over the baseline on the inbound. And it's going to go back the other way. So the ladies' game is at 12 noon. The Benedictine guys' game should be about 2 o'clock, right after the ladies' game. Should be a couple of really good ball games. Culver Stockton coming to Atchison. Also, it is Toys for Tots Day. What does that mean? Well, you know, the athletic department doing their part to help out. And anyone who comes with a unwrapped new toy, that will just serve as admission. You bring a toy, come into the game for free. And also, if you're a season ticket holder, it is season ticket holder appreciation day. And so they've got some special things set up for those nice people. So come on up to the Nolan. Benedictine ball. Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you can't get there, and even if you can, right here, Care Radio, 93.7. You know we're going to be there broadcasting that game as we do every time out. Here we go. The ball up the floor with it for the Phoenix. And now as there are three players on the floor. We get a traveling call. No, we got a foul call. And it will be on Rossville's number three, Cheyenne Hahn. And Cheyenne's first foul. And we're going to get an Atchison timeout. Atchison is down. There's two timeouts remaining, and we're at 2 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the opening half. It is Rossville 40, Atchison 4.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
JV getting a W over AHS tonight in the game just prior to this one. And right now, we're down to the last 2 minutes and 49 seconds of the opening half of the girls' game. Don't forget the guys' game still coming up. So, we still have that to look forward to. It is 40-4 Rossville. And Atchison brings it in. And Presley's pass into the middle is going to be a bit errant, stolen by Porter. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor, just a little too long, and it's going to go out of bounds. It will be Atchison basketball from their backcourt baseline. 2.5 to go. Tell you what, Atchison looking to find some points here. Now Rosso's going to press off the inbound a little bit. I think this is what they do all season long, though. This is not just a first game or against Atchison game. This is how coach plays it. And now the upcourt pass stolen. Here comes Rossville. Down the floor, into the forecourt, Nora Burdick, the freshman, dumps it over to the left side. They'll work it to the baseline, the step inside, and the travel. So anxious to get into the middle, and you see that wide open avenue, and you're like, I can get right in there. And you can't quite get the ball on the floor quickly enough before that first step is taken. And that's what happened there for Rossville. Atchison coming up with the basketball. Presley Simpson into the forecourt, swings it over to the right side. Delaney Wilder holds it back on top to Hausch. Hausch feeds it to Banks. His loose center floor, taken away. Here comes Rossville down the left side. And here's what happened. A wide open layup off the left side had to be allowed as Nora Burdick gets it, because Presley Simpson could have come down and defended her, but with three fouls already, she couldn't afford to pick up a fourth. And so she kind of had to lay off of that. And here's a reach over the shoulder from Rossville. Nora Burdick, is that right? Her third? It is. So for Rossville, freshman Nora Burdick has come off the bench to pick up three first half fouls. At the free throw line. Oh, that's a pretty high arcing shot, but it's going to hit the back of the rim and tear him away. It won't quite go in. One more shot coming up here for Atchison. Back into the lineup is Majai Stoves. Stoves also has some fouls. For the Phoenix, second free throw, got it. So missing the first, but hitting the second free throw, Taira Howard for her first point of the game and a first point for Atchison in a minute. And now as Rossville drives across the baseline behind the goal, the official said they stepped on the stripe. It will be Atchison ball. 42-5. With a minute and a half to go. And the ball is going to be stolen here in the first. The drive, the ball slapped away. Back it'll come to Rossville. Rossville in the home white uniforms, by the way, with their red and black lettering and trim. The pass comes off on top. Inbound to the left side, driving into the lane. Through some traffic, and the ball is going to be batted away and lost out of bounds. It's going to be Atchison basketball. So good break down there for the Phoenix with a minute 20 to go before intermission. Walking it up the floor is Stoves. She'll dish it over to the right side. Wilder Passed in the middle, batted away, and Stillers in the four, picked up Rossville. It's a two-on-one break, and the driving layup off the right side will be up and good for Cheyenne Hahn, and she's got four. 44-5. 1 minute to go in the half. The right side, Presley, shot rejected. Here comes the outlet pass to the other end. Underneath, the shot blocked. Atchison, nice defensive play by Howard. And a baseball pass to the left side. Coming up the court is going to be out of bounds as Ashlyn House just couldn't quite catch up to that. It was way away from her, way out in front of her. Dogs are going to bring Cheyenne Hahn out of the game and bring Riley Dick back in with 40 seconds left in the half. Right side of the free throw line extended. Back out on top, Rossville. Atchison settling into that zone. The drive into the lane, and we get a blocking foul. Let's see who we got. Is it Presley or is it Taira? It's going to be Taira Howard. Only her second foul of the game. 23 seconds left in the first half. Guys, game coming up after this one here on Care Radio. The free throw rolls around, and it rolls in for Emma Mitchell. So in the first half, that is Emma's 15th point. That's a pretty good half. Second free throw makes it 16 and makes it 46-5. Shot from the outside for the Phoenix. Won't go. Rebound, Rossville. 12 seconds. 11. Pass up the floor. Oh, another beautiful backdoor pass. The good job of hitting the cutter and the finish underneath by Riley Dick, her 13 points. And that will take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. It is Rossville, 48, Atchison 5.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Well, the guys seem to out of the court warming up is it'll be boys high school basketball coming up after the ladies game here on Care Radio. Let's take a little look at the recap. First of all, how about for Rossville first? Pacing away, Emma Mitchell. 3 threes, 16 points in the first half. Double figure scoring also for Riley Dick with 13. Kinsey Perrine with 6, all of them in the second quarter. 4 apiece for Kinley Porter, Nora Burdick, and Cheyenne Hahn. And Katie Spillman rounds it out with 2 for Rossville. For Atchison, Presley Simpson with 4, and 1 of the game for Taira Howard. Foul issues, each team's got some. For Atchison, both Majai Stoves and Presley Simpson, 3 fouls apiece. For Rossville, it is Nora Burdick with 3. Say what, we're going to be back bringing to the second half live here on Care Radio and then the guys' game. Do not go away, but right now with the halftime score. The Rossville Lady Dogs, 48, Atchison 5. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's got you halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and join us right here at Hot Country 93.7 tomorrow as we will have Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens will be playing host to Culver Stockton. Tip-off for the women's game will be high noon coming up at 2 p.m. tomorrow. We will have the men's game as the Ravens play host to Culver Stockton. Then, next week, we've got a full slate of sports coming to you starting on Tuesday. On Tuesday, we will have the Atchison at Tonganoxie game right here at Hot Country 93.7. Again, it seems to be a 6 p.m. or so tip, with the girls taking to the court at about 6. The boys should take to the court sometime just before 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the few scores as I have them.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community. Focused on helping families and businesses succeed, for their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here, 93.7, your local sports authority.
Taking a look around the area, we only have a few scores to report. Starting off with a victory for the Highland Ladies. They beat Central CC 86-60. In girls high school basketball, I've got a couple of first quarter scores to report. Nemaha Central leaded Centralia 15-9 at the end of the first. Hanover topped their Central at the end of the first, 10-5. In the girls' JV game that was held earlier out at Rossville, the Atchison girls fell to the Rossville Dogs, Atchison 14, Rossville JV 53. We'll be returning to Tom Kalt's courtside in just a couple of moments.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 27. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, west winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 41. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night, 29. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 46. 49 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It feels like 31 out there. It's currently 34 degrees. We've got a wind out of the west northwest at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 82%, the dew point 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.97 inches of mercury. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Studio, taking such good care of everyone at halftime. Welcome back, everybody, with Izzy with me here, Tom Kautz. It is a 48-5 Rossville lead in the ladies' game as we get set to go to the third quarter. Devon comes in playing for the Lady Dogs, and as quickly as that, we are back underway. Each team has its original starting five on the floor. Rossville will go into the lane. A lot of contact, and there's going to be a travel called. Atchison has Ashlyn Hausch, Taira Hayward, Carly Kramer, Majai Stokes, and Presley Simpson. For Rossville, it is Kinsey Perrine, Emma Mitchell, Kinley Porter, Riley Dick, and Katie Spellman. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. No second half points yet. Runner from the baseline right is up and short. Offensive board, followed up no, and a foul on the floor by Rossville. The foul is going to be on Riley. It'll be her second of the game and her first of the second half. And now the pass underneath, batted away. It's on the floor, and Atchison nicely stolen away. Beautiful pass underneath, and the layup is up and in. Taira Howard has her third point of the game. And on the other end, the shot is up and missing. Rebound, battled for. Kramer pulls it down. Here comes Atchison. Simpson down the floor, runs a running rocket, 16-footer that's well short. And on the rebound, do we get a jump ball? We do. It will be Atchison basketball. Atchison's come out with a little fire here in the third quarter. 7 minutes to play in the third. Now 48-7. The pass inside the right block. The turnaround shot up and good. How about that? Howard has scored as much in the first minute 30 of the second quarter as she had in the first half. Here's a shot up, no good, and the rebound. Rossville had it, lost it, and Atchison's going to recover the basketball. Now it's knocked away from behind. It is on the floor, and his players roll around, trying to get control of the basketball possession. Rossville. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. 48-9. From the right side of the free throw line. That was a travel. It was not called. Pass comes on top. The dish to the left side. Perrine down to the left block. Kick back Perrine. Out on top it goes to Porter. Down the right side of the lane. Their underhand shot is going to be up and good by Emma Mitchell. She's at 18 now. And it's 50-9. 6 minutes to go in the third. Swing pass will go to the left side. The drive across, looking away. Here's a three, airborne, just a little short. Rebound underneath and followed up and in for Ashley Simpson. She's got six, and it's 50-11. And the bucket on the other end, up and quickly good. Riley gets two more, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout, Atchison, 5:50 to go in the third. It is Rossville, 52, Atchison, 11.
Candy Cane Cash, your chance to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. We got many more stops along the Candy Cane Cash caravan. Saturday, we have two. That's tomorrow. The first one will be in Nortonville at Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique. That's at 518 Main. It'll be from 9:30 to 11:30. That's number one tomorrow, Saturday. Number two, we're back in Atchison. We'll be at 521 Commercial from 11:30 to 1:30. Two stops tomorrow on the Candy Cane Cash Caravan. Come by and see us.
As we return to Rossville, Kansas, it will be Phoenix basketball. See, that's the girls coming in playing with it. 52-11 Rossville. Here's a lob pass into the lane. Try to get it to Carly Kay, but it's going to get away, be taken away by Rossville. Perrine comes up with a basketball, lobs it over to the left side. The shot is blocked away by Tyra Howard. Well, I'll tell you what, Tyra's having a nice second half. She's had a couple of deflections. She's been a defensive force, and now if she puts the shot up, it's a little wide to the left side. Kramer rebounds it down. Top side, it'll go to Presley. She'll play off the Howard screen and puts a shot up and it won't go in. But Tyra's having a good third quarter. Now the drive down the floor. Tyra with another block. And they're going to say commits a foul in the process. A couple of free throws. Howard will have her third foul. So she's the third Phoenix player to pick up a third personal foul. And at the free throw line is a 5'6" sophomore, Riley Dick. Her free throw is up and good. She's having a big game. That is her 16th point and now her 17th point. 54-11. And 5 minutes to play third quarter. Atchison, they'll check the ball and it'll be brought in play by Araya Boldridge and Presley Simpson up the floor. Presley crosses at the top to Howard, back to Presley. It's loose, and they look over to the near side to see who the possession arrow is. You got Coach Reban here on the near side. He's really talking to his players and coaching and trying to help them out. Inside 5 to go in the third. Cross-court pass, and can Presley save it? She does. Goes out of bounds off Rossville. Both teams starting the season here tonight. Each team suffering some of those first game of the year rough edges. They'll get it all smoothed up. Here's an inbound play, and that's going to be over and back. Atchison will put it back in the hands of Rossville. Putting it in play in midcourt for Rossville. The 5'9 senior, Kinsey Bryan. Rossville will lob it over to the right side. Riley has it there on the 4-1 time at her pass, telegraphed. Cheyenne Hahn intended to get the ball, but it was stolen by Stoves. Left side, all alone, Kate. Carly Kay is up and in. How about that first bucket of the ball game for Carly Kramer? 54-13. The shot from underneath misses. Rebound, pulled down Atchison. Outlet pass, down the left side, and then batted out of the hands of Taira Howard. It'll come back into Atchison to their offensive end. Not quite halfway through the third quarter. Riley coming out of the ball game, and Nora Burdick checks back in for Coach Bell and Roscoe. Atchison bringing it in. Baldridge will do the inbound work down to the baseline. Brings it up high on top. Stoves. Stoves cuts to the right side, top of the key. Swings it way out on the edge. Baldridge has it there. Gets it topside. Howard. This is smart for Atchison. Take your time. Work the ball a little bit. Get a good shot. Don't just get in a hurry. Be patient. Run the offense. Let the play develop. 3:50 to go, and that was over and back. It touches the line, yeah. So, the pass out on top gets away just a little bit, and Atchison unable to corral it before it gets to midcourt. And once again, it'll belong to Rossville. AHS will bring Delaney Wilder back in for Kramer. And we're at 3:49 to go, third quarter. And now the officials change their mind and go back the other way. Not sure. They had a conversation on the near side with head coach Michael Bell. And it is Phoenix basketball. It will come in into the forecourt. Jai Stoves has it. Down low it goes. Nicely saved underneath by Simpson. Presley double teamed. Trying to get rid of the ball. Skips it out on top to Stoves. Stoves dumps it left side. Wilder. Cross court. Slapped away out of bounds. Kinsey Perrine touching it last. So Perrine, the pass was too tall for her to intercept or really even to deflect hard, but she got a hand on it and altered it enough to get it out of bounds and make it uncatchable, but it's out of bounds off Rossville, and Atchison will be bringing it back in. All the way to the baseline, Presley feeds in the lane, the shot up and good, and another bucket. Taira Howard having a huge third quarter. And Atchison on the upcourt play, Howard steals the ball, and then I think loses her footing to call for a travel. .313 to go in the third. Back on the floor for Coach Revamp will be Kaya Downing, the sophomore. The ball in, the three shot, wide right. Rebound tipped around and Atchison will sweep it away. Nora Burdick had a chance to come down with the ball but did not, and Atchison does. Here comes Presley Simpson. Simpson swings it over to Stoves. Stoves will dump it down to the baseline left. Simpson has it again down there. Inside, three to go. Now Simpson just going to square up, launch a three. It's off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound underneath by Atchison. And Delaney Wilder's been fouled on the floor, not with a follower shot, but emphatically the official indicates the foul occurring on the floor, where it is going to be the second of the game for Kinley Porter. Each team, well, two fouls by Rossville and one by Atchison. And now there's the confusion for the Dogs. Players coming in and out of the game. Looks like they've got it settled. We're back underway again. Pass into the lane. And the shot hits the bottom of the rim and will not go in. And the rebound cleared away. Rossville has the numbers on the break. The feed across. The kick back out on top. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Again, the feed to the left block. Twisting, turning, changing directions. The one-hand shot up and good and a plus one. That was a pretty play by the freshman, Nora Burdick. So Nora will have a half a dozen points. The foul will be the third on Kaya Downing. Team fouls are even at two apiece. and at the free throw line, trying to complete that conventional three-point play. Verdict, and she does. So Nora has her seventh point of the game, and it is 57-15, and we're down to 2:22 to go, third quarter. Atchison patiently moving the ball, Riot Boldridge, way out to the center circle. Has to house back into the lane, and that kind of a shoulder-high dribble sort of got away from Kaya just a little bit. It's going to go back to Rossville off that turnover. Perrine out of the lineup, and Riley comes back in. 2 minutes to go in the third. 57-15. Rossville with a comfortable lead here at home in the season opener. And reaching in for Atchison, Araya Boldridge picks up the foul. It's going to be her first tonight. Guys, game coming up after this one. Benedict and basketball tomorrow on K-Radio. As the shot goes up, that was kind of a big roundhouse, kind of a swing swat at the ball that results in the fourth foul of the game by Kaya. And back to the free throw line. The Dogs will put it on its way in Norton Burdick. Doesn't get that, but she hit one a second ago. One more shot coming up for her here. Second free throw is coming up. It is good. So Burdick is able to hit the second free throw. It is 58-15. Hatches under the ball, comes topside. Here's going to be Taira to Presley. The ball batted away from Simpson, and as she topples to the floor, her foul is going to be on Riley for Rossville, and it is her third. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Player defense employed for Rossville, and on the inbound play, an illegal screen is going to be set by Presley Simpson. That is her fourth foul. So you got two of the Phoenix players now with four fouls each. Presley Simpson, Kaya Downing, each with four three-piece on Howard and Stoves. Ross up the floor, and as the ball gets into the fourth court, it is caught by Cheyenne Hahn, and as she comes down with her trail foot, she steps on the far sideline. And Atchison back up with it again. Inside a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Presley will get it up on top. Swings it over to Wilder. Left side of the lane. The shot is going to blow off the window, and it won't go down. Rebound, Rossville. Finley Porter comes up with a rebound. She's bringing it up the floor herself. Her little skip pass across the floor. She thought she had a teammate in the neighborhood, but she didn't. And now, wild, completely out of control play up the floor. The senior fish of the bunch makes a brilliant call. Just come a jump on. Let's just stop this. Let's just reset this. Let's don't get somebody flying around out here. One minute to go, third quarter. The pass to the top of the key. Rossville goes left side off the block. Driving layup off the left side is going to be up and good. Hahn will have her sixth point. And it is 60-15, 45 seconds to go. Left side, there's a hook shot off the glass, too strong. Rebound, Rossville. That's a good shot by Hayward, but it wouldn't go in, and the cross-court pass is going to be batted away and out of bounds by Araya Boldridge. Back it will come to Rossville from the far side. Just a little over half a minute to go in the third quarter. 60-15, Rossville. Top side, thinking about the three, and now the running shot, and another block by Taira Hayward. Here's a shot from the right side, and Taira with the bucket. So Taira Hayward, 9 points, nine of her team's 17. Right side of the key. Now at the lane, the shot off the window. Now I'm really not sure that Nora Burdick had planned to put that one off the glass, but she did, and at the buzzer, a desperation shot is off the mark, and we've come to the end of three. going to the fourth quarter in Rossville, Kansas, in the girls' game. Rossville, 62-17.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, Atchison and Rossville cheer squads out of the court between the third and the fourth quarter. 16 for Atchison, 20 for Rossville. More cheer squads than athletes out on the floor. They are well represented here tonight. We go to the fourth quarter. 62-17. Rossville in front. Atchison led by Taira Hayward, who had a fantastic third quarter. She's up to 9 points in the game. Presley Simpson, 6, and the other two for Carly Kramer. For Rossville, 18 for Mitchell, 17 for Riley Dick, 10 for Nora Burdick. Now the ball's going to be stolen. The breakaway down the floor, the running shot, and the push and the foul. It will be Rossville coming to the free throw line. Now, if you are asking yourself, you know, Rossville's leading by quick math, 45 points, right? With 7:45 to go in the ballgame. And there's still some starters on the floor, and you wonder why. It's because Rossville, they've got 10 players, okay? That's how many they've got. That's how many they've got suited up. There are no other ones out there, and they've played all of them. Right now they've got three out on the floor. The free throw is up. The second one is going to three on. Going to come back to Rossville. And now Atchison will steal it away, and we will have a Rossville foul. The foul is on. It's not 20. That ain't right. See, the people at the scorer's table, they're all looking at one another. There, now they fixed it because they realize it's on Katie Spillman, number 25. 7 minutes to go in the game. Brother Simpson into the full court here. Hi, Stoves has the ball knocked out of her hands, and it is going to be lost out of bounds. The official says, yeah, give that one to Atchison. Knocked into the near sideline, right into the arms of AHS head coach Nick Rebant. And again, it's going to be Ashlyn Hausch, the freshman. Set half in the game. Simpson will take the inbound for Ashlyn. Skip pass, trying to get to Carly, but it away from in front of her. Over to the left side, the drive. Hop, but no good. Rebound. The dish back on top, long three straight away. Emma Mitchell has 21, and it's 65-17. We've got 6 minutes to play. Here's Presley for three. Boom! One! Nice shot. Presley Simpson at 9. 65-20. That is the first 3-point bucket of the game for the Phoenix. First points of the fourth quarter. About a half minutes to go in the game, and Rossville back on offense. Atchison will feed over to the left side of the lane, working it underneath, and now a little behind the back pass, right into the arms of a line of boulders. Steals it away, gets it over to Perkins, so we'll bring it into the forecourt. That's a rocket pass, right side. Hayward shot, won't fall. Rebound underneath, cleared away by Rossville, and in an effort to steal the basketball away, we will have a foul on Ashlyn Hausch. Ashlyn's going to pick up her first foul of the game right there. And it will be foul number two of the fourth quarter for Atchison. Inside 5 minutes to play. The clock clipping right along here now in the fourth quarter. Skip pass over to the right side. Rossville with a basketball. Back up on top to Riley. The feed over to the left edge. Stick it about the three, and then Prime pulls it back down. Goes on top three. Top side is up. No good. Offensive board underneath. They work it back around the left side. Emma Mitchell into the lane. Turns. Falling away. Goes up with the shot. Draws the foul. And it's going to come to the line. Here's the deal. Emma Mitchell, pretty good ball player. And Taira Hayward picked up her. That is her fifth. I must have missed one. So Taira will be the first player to foul out of the game tonight. She'll foul out. We're going to call it with 4:10 to go. Does that look good enough to you? Yeah. Free throws up. No good. Rebound. Go back down Rosto. Another three. Yes. Emma Mitchell. Emma's going to play Saturdays next year for somebody. That is her 24th point tonight. It's a pretty good first game of the year. She's going to 4 threes. The pass inside for Presley, and they're going to say a foul by Kinsey Perrine. Kinsey picks up her first foul tonight. And for Rosso, Coach Bell is going to substitute 5 for 5. And again, they're playing everybody they got. It will be Atchison basketball from the near side. And the feet underneath. Carly Kramer, number two. She does not get the basket. She was fouled as on the left side, and they're going to say not a shooting foul. The foul is going to be the first of the game for Maggie Sanders for Rossville. Maggie's a 5'4" sophomore. Okay, you can see how a 5'4" sophomore fouls Carly, because Carly's got to be, 6 foot tall, pretty close, all of that. That was a bit of a mismatch. Now, Atchison unable to score, and Rosco back up court with a 2.5 minutes left, 69-20. Over to the right side, Brooklyn Horgan, the 5'3" player for Rosco. Rosco's got one player out there now at 5'3" and one at 5'4". Pass comes out on top, little 14-foot runner is up, and it is short. Atchison rebounds it down for Presley. Here comes Simpson. Dishes it to the left side. Araya looks into the middle 2 minutes ago. 17-foot shot, right side, up, no good. Rebound, battle for it. It'll be cleared away by Rosco. Here's the dog. Outlet, right side. Here's Horgan. Feeds across, in the lane. Back off on top. Drive it out of the right side from 13. No. A Phoenix foul. Foul is going to be credited to Araya Boldridge. It's only going to be her second of the game. Free throw is good. One more. We're going to have Coach Reband letting all the rest of his players get a little PT here in the last minute. One more free throw here for Burdick. Hit the first, hit the second. 71-20. Atchison into the forecourt. Holly Banks goes down the left side. Has the ball at the baseline. Thinking about the shot. Instead, trying to feed in the middle where it's going to be at it free and stolen but lost out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball. Who we got out there? We've got Maya Smith for Atchison. I've got Delaney Wilder is on the floor. I mentioned already Holly Banks. And you've got, I don't know, 23. It was Araya, but she's got a new number. And now the ball's loose and taken away by Rossville. Up come the Dogs. 25 seconds left. Down to the baseline. The shot hits the bottom of the backboard. And on the rebound, a little bit of a jump ball called. Atchison's also got, they got Elizabeth Simpson out there, the freshman. So Elizabeth getting some time. Inbound, Rossville, 7 seconds to play. Right side, they're going to get a shot off. It's not going to go, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight, it's Rossville, 71, Atchison, 20. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in Rossville, Kansas, where the guys' teams have come out of the court, getting set to warm up a little bit. Their game coming up next, and a quick recap of the ladies' contest. First of all, for Rossville, Emma Mitchell, tell you what, that 5'11" senior got a bright future. 24 points tonight, 17 for Riley Dick, and 13 for Nora Burdick off the bench. Following them, it was a 6-point game for both Cheyenne Hahn and Kinsey Perrine. 4 tonight for Kinley Porter and Katie Spellman with 2. For Atchison, the Phoenix were led by a duo, Kaira Hayward and Presley Simpson, each with 9, and the other two belong to Carly Kramer tonight. So Rossville starting off at 1-0, Atchison 0-1, and we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. The guys' game coming up next. High school boys basketball on Care Radio. Final score once more, 71-20. Rossville over Atchison High. We'll be back with the guys' game, but first, back we go to the Care Radio Sports Studio, and Joseph, we'll talk to you from the gym shortly.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.